Hello.
Hello there. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Survey. May I speak to Ethel Maloney?
Calling from where?
National Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, Ms. Maloney. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, okay. And you are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Is it but?
Yes, you are. Thank you. Very well. Let's move on. No one's worked for the media outlet. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a part of the survey. I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? What is your race?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
90.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
No, yes, I will vote.
Definitely will vote, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two issues, and they are lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing crime, improving the economy, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, providing affordable child care, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing gun violence, standing up to the rights of in racism and discrimination, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, and fighting inflation. Of those issues, which one, two are the most important to you, to
fighting
for Congress?
Fighting inflation.
Fighting inflation. Uh-huh. Another one?
Let
me repeat some of them, okay, so you can get a handle on it. The first one is lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, investing in maternal health.
Reducing crime.
Reducing crime, very well. That makes two. Very well, let's move on. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
No, not improving at all.
Are they getting worse in your opinion?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Falling behind.
Which one is it? Falling behind, okay.
Yes.
In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacle to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select two. And the obstacle mentioned here are racism and discrimination, the breakdown of traditional family structure, poor life choices and values by some, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, unfair and rigged economic system for the rich, poor work ethic, sexism and unequal pay for or treatment for women. Poor work ethic, okay, well, that's one. Sexism and or unequal pay or treatment for women. Too many people depending on the government for handouts. Lack of good paying job opportunities. Not enough good role models. Which others?
Not enough good role models.
Not enough Good role models. Very well. That makes two. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am.
Now, listen.
Yes. Now
that you have to ask.
There's a few of them, and please help me as much as you can.
I've done as much as I'm going to do.
Can we call you back to continue, ma'am?